Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, April 2nd, and today our first special guest is Peggy Keady, editor at Concordia Publishing House. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Andy.
How are we doing this morning?
Good. A little drippy, but pretty good.
It is. It's a little drippy out there. It reminds me of a particular book. One of the Arch books, I believe it is. Is there one called Drip Drop?
That was a Hear Me Read.
Okay, it's not an Arch book. It was close.
But you know what? You have a good memory at the CPH book, so thank you for that.
Well, speaking of books, CPH, Concordia Publishing House, has a special anniversary coming up in the coming year.
Yes, in 2015, Arch Books celebrate 50 years of continuous publication. And that's kind of a big deal in the publishing world when most books last a year or 2 years or 5 years. For this book series to be alive and benefiting families for 50 years is something to celebrate. And that's why CPH is launching some special products and special activities just to mark that 50 years.
That is a big deal. You're right. A lot of books don't last. There isn't a series published that long for 50 years normally.
Yeah, I mean, there are some series that parents are going to know, the Little Golden Books, for example.
Sure.
Berenstain Bears, I don't think has been around that long, probably 30 years. But Arch Books for a Bible story series to be around 50 years is a unique thing.
Well, for the two listeners that don't know what Arch Books are, what are Arch Books?
Arch Books are Bible stories told in rhyme. They are 16 pages long, and they are illustrated with bright, colorful illustrations that depict a part of that Bible story. So they are all retellings of Bible stories. And then the 16th page is a letter to parents that gives background information about the Bible story, puts it in context, and provides some in-depth some facts about the Bible characters or the message and the takeaway value of that Bible story so parents can answer questions.
And that was my next question. How can parents use Arch Books?
Well, yeah, they've been used for generations. We figured this is about the third, maybe beginning the fourth generation of Arch Book readers. And parents can use them in the home at story time. They can be used for those students that participated in the Accelerated Reader Program. Many Arch Books are part of that program. They take just a few minutes to read, so they're an ideal book to have that 4-year-old or 5-year-old that has trouble sitting still to sit on your lap or sit next to you and read that short Bible story. And then what they take away from that is increased Bible literacy. It's familiarity with that Bible story. It's that special parent-child time when those few precious moments of reading are so important in a family's day. And then the Bible story is depicted through the text, through the written words, and through the illustration. So that learning takes place on several levels as the child hears the story, reads along with the text, and looks at the pictures.
And you now have it. Arch Books have always been printed like paperback, little books that kids can pick up. But sorry, I'm stumbling over my words this morning. Kids can pick
coffee.
Up. But now, now they come in another format, I see, as well.
They do. This summer, we are releasing collections of Arch Books. And these are previously published Arch Books that we have compiled into special gift-type collections. One is Christmas, and one is Jesus's Parables. And so we picked those books to represent the Christmas story from the Annunciation to the Wise Men. We tell the whole Christmas story in those six Arch Books. And then the Parables collection tells six of Jesus's most well-known parables, the parables that children are going to be most familiar with, the lost coin and, now I'm having a brain freeze.
Well, another format that I was thinking of is a digital format. Now they're available as an app for the iPad, so you
that
can always
true. We have had Arch Books out for a couple of years as apps. There are 16 that are available from the iTunes store that the delivery is only to iPads. We know that many, many families have iPads, and children as young as a year old are engaging with that particular media and form of delivery. So, 16 ARCH books that are available through the iTunes store, and you can search for Concordia or search for ARCH books, and those 16 books will show up.
And I was going to say, how convenient, because I almost always have my iPad with me, you know, when I'm traveling, so our son can then have his ARCH books with him all the time, too.
Yes. And the fun thing about those apps is that they can be used a couple of different ways. They can be the child can listen to the book that's been recorded. We've provided an audio recording, or the parent or grandparent or the child can record himself reading that story and then play it back. So it's interactive. It's a fun way to engage with that app and also to build some reading skills.
Sure.
And those important Bible literacy skills too.
How neat is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So lots of celebrating. You mentioned some collections that are coming out in celebration of the 50th anniversary or the birthday of ARCH books. So the Best Love Parables, Best Love Christmas Stories, and then two more coming out later on, correct?
Two more coming out in January, possibly late December of next year, and those will be Easter and Jesus' Miracle. So it'll be a four collection set. And those are hardback with a nice padded cover, so they have a gift appeal. They're $10, $9.99. They make a great gift at Christmas time or for an Easter basket, and they are a wonderful introduction to the ARCH book series.
Absolutely. What's unique about ARCH books?
What's unique about them is, first, that they tell one Bible story in a memorable way. That's the primary unique benefit and purpose of ARCH books. Second, the format is tried and true. We've followed this format for decades. It's 16 pages, simple rhyme, simple poetry, colorful illustrations that are biblically accurate, and then that the connection with the parent at the back, in the letter at the back. And one of the things I have found over the years in talking to readers and reading ARCH books myself to my daughter and then her children is that many parents further their own Bible literacy, their own understanding of these Bible stories, just by reading these books to their kids. So it has that secondary but so important benefit to the adult as well as to the child.
I have to give a personal example here. I bought the whole collection for my nephew years ago. He's now a teenager, so he doesn't.
Oh, wow! Congratulations. That's a great gift.
He doesn't read them as much these days. And my wife and I, we have a 6-month-old. And a few months ago, my sister told me that if we wanted the books for our son, you know, if we wanted to, you know, pass them on to our son, we would have to wait a while because when she goes to Bible study and doesn't understand something and she doesn't want to ask a question in class, she just comes home and reads the ARCH book.
Oh. Well, that's a terrific story.
So we don't get to pass on the ARCH books to our son because she uses them as a reference. So I thought that was that spoke to how much she appreciated them.
Yeah, I'm so happy to know that. I know that just in my work as the editor of ARCH books, I benefit so much from each book that I work on because I do some Bible research myself. And even though I've read the Easter story many, many years, many times, and heard it in church and heard it in Sunday school, each time I work on a new Easter ARCH book, I learn something new. And that's the beauty of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
God teaches us every time we go to His Word.
It's living, it's breathing, it's the active Word of God that you're right, we always learn something from it, even when we don't think we learn something from it. Well, Peggy, what an exciting celebration. Congratulations, 50 years on ARCH books with Concordia Publishing House. That's just an exciting milestone and certainly something to celebrate. And I'm glad that you're doing some neat stuff to celebrate with the special collections, the Best Love Parables of Jesus, Best Love Christmas Stories, and then later on in December, maybe January, the Best Love Easter Stories and Best Love Miracles of Jesus. That's exciting. So thanks so much for sharing that news with us.
You are quite welcome, Andy. Thanks for talking with us about ArchBooks and for letting your listeners know about this this legacy.
Absolutely. If you want to find out more, we'll provide a link on the archive of today's program, or you can go to cph.org and find out more, or they can give you a call. What's the number to order?
The number to order to call and find out more about ArchBooks is 800-325-3040. And as you said, listeners can go to our website, cph.org, and search for ArchBooks.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning, Peggy.
You're quite welcome, Andy. It's always a pleasure.
Great to talk with you. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with Joy Brothers, Director of Lutheran Senior Services Move-In Resources and Hidden Gems Resale Shop. Stick around for more His Time right after this break, right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.